Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey let me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. The only trip you will regret is the one you don't take. Hello and welcome to the Fly with Lily podcast. I'm Lily Wong, and in the following episodes, I will take you on a journey around Europe. In this journey, we will meet a varied cast of people and look at both some of the highlights and challenges of traveling solo. These podcasts cover many different topics and work best when I hear your thoughts, comments, and ideas. So please comment, subscribe, and share. I always love hearing from my listeners, wherever you may be. So, how did it all begin? Why did I pack my bags for a European rail trip? It all started one night in Shanghai in 2015 when I was listening to a talk given by a man who had traveled around Europe with a ukulele and visited 5 countries on a train in 1 month. When he talked about the people he had met, I dreamed that I too could have an adventure like this one day. Having lived in Spain for almost 3 years with an entrepreneur visa, I had become used to the convenience and low-cost flight tickets easily available and had forgotten about my dream of traveling in Europe by train. It was when I finally decided to leave Spain that I realized just how many countries I hadn't visited. I didn't know when I would next come back to visit, so this seemed like the perfect moment to buy a Eurail pass for 2 months. Starting from Spain, the countries which I originally planned to visit were France, Monaco, Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Denmark, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, Croatia, Bosnia, Greece, and finally, Italy. Poland, Bosnia, and Greece did not happen, including because of winter train timetables. However, I did get to Sweden. This was my last adventure before leaving Europe in 2019, and I departed from Spain in November when the weather was getting colder. I used couchsurfing to stay in strangers' places and get to know people in the cities I was visiting. In 2 months, I was in 12 countries across Europe. Originally, it felt like a mission impossible, and I almost chickened out of it in the middle. The constant long-distance travel was a huge test for my mind, body, and soul. However, I gritted my teeth and kept going in the face of challenges. Although the pandemic has been slowing down globally, in Taiwan, the infection rate has gone up. At this time, I'm living in a hillside village in Taiwan, and this has given me the calmness and space to begin writing. I wrote the English version first and edited with the assistance of my English teacher Oliver, before translating it into Chinese. So listeners, get yourself a drink of your choice, make yourself comfortable, and buckle up, because we are flying off on our European tour with Lily. Stay tuned. there's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be taking a closer look at reasons why I decided to leave the beautiful country of Spain and how I overcame the fear associated with this departure. This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at flywithlily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.